You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. It'll be a busy day at the state capitol with the Joint Finance Committee set to work on the budget. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Childcare counts as extra funding sent directly to childcare providers that began during the pandemic, and today it's expired. Providers are now operating without government funding they've gotten for years. A study from the Institute for Research on Poverty shows almost 900 childcare centers across Wisconsin could close without that funding. Ruth Schmidt is the executive director for the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association.
We are hearing lots of programs that are closing. We are hearing programs that have already been sharing with families that they're going to be increasing their rate by up to 25% a month.
Speaker Robin Voss has said he does not support giving childcare providers funding. Instead, he wants to give payments directly to families. Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers has said childcare counts is a deal breaker. He said he won't sign a budget without it. Now, after negotiations have gone on this long, Schmidt is hoping childcare funding is in the budget in some form.
If that's not done, our state will pay in all sorts of additional ways down the road. We will pay in terms of a need to pay for remedial education to help kids catch up. We will pay for a lack of social emotional skills and brain cell development that happens in early learning programs that kids cannot compensate for later on.
Until today, Wisconsin paid about $10 million a month to childcare providers across the state. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
The deadline to pass a new biennial budget was yesterday, but even without a new budget, government programs will continue to run at the funding set in the last budget signed into law. We'll have continuing coverage of the state budget process all day today on WLCX. Republican legislators on the state's Joint Finance Committee released only part of the funds allocated for 2023 Act 20, a law that mandates phonics-based instruction to address reading literacy in schools across Wisconsin. The law called for $50 million in funding, but only $9 million was released. The money will be used to hire over five dozen literacy coaches at schools with the lowest reading scores. The remaining $41 million is now returned to the state's general fund. The DNR is reminding people to be safe on Cooley Region waterways this holiday week. Recent heavy rains have caused rivers to swell and currents to become stronger. The Mississippi River is at action stage, and other area rivers are either cresting or just coming down from action stage after the area was drenched in multiple inches of rain over the past 2 weeks. The faster currents, potential for debris, and deeper water can create hazards for even experienced people, and the DNR said that anyone in the water should watch for changing conditions. Today in city government, the Judiciary and Administration Committee will finalize a plat for the subdivision just south of the Highway 146135 roundabout. The committee will also consider a resolution for alcohol sales at the La Crosse Regional Airport and consider three rezoning requests. On Thursday, the Finance and Personnel Committee takes up a long agenda, including action on the airport's operating budget, the development near the former La Crosse Tribune building, and legal funds for the Town of Campbell's incorporation petition. Gas prices are down a little bit this week. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices fell 7.3 cents over the last week, landing at $2.96 in the state today. This is 1.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and over 30 cents lower than this time last year. Gas Buddy's Independence Day gas price forecast projects the national average price to fall to $3.15 on July 4th. This would be down nearly 35 cents from last year's national average and the lowest Independence Day average since 2021. Gas Buddy officials say if tensions in the Middle East remain contained and the U.S. avoids a major hurricane, the national average could fall below $3 at some point this summer.
Here in the Cooley region, gas prices have also sunk below $3 per gallon on average, largely keeping pace with the statewide average. Across the river, Houston County gas stations are still charging a little over $3 per gallon for gas, but prices have largely stayed in line with what people are paying in Wisconsin. Be safe this 4th of July holiday. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Safe, sane, sober. Three words to keep in mind when using fireworks at home. Most fire departments will recommend leaving the fireworks to the professionals. But with Independence Day celebrations, there are bound to be some people using fireworks at home. Green Bay Metro Fire Captain Nick Craig said fireworks cause thousands of children to end up in the emergency room every year.
The biggest thing is the amount of injuries. We're looking at over 10,000 injuries. injuries caused by consumer fireworks every year. And the ones that are legal for consumers to buy are actually causing the majority of those injuries.
Sparklers are prime examples of that.
They burn at over 1,200 degrees. That's super hot. Obviously, the end of the metal rod on the sparkler is red hot when it's done burning. Sparklers account for 29% of fireworks injuries for children under the age of 5.
For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
The state's Better Business Bureau is warning homeowners to beware of storm chasers following natural disasters. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Not all storm chasers and out-of-town contractors are scammers, but some may lack the proper licensing for the area. They may offer quick fixes or make big promises they won't keep. The BBB recommends contacting your insurance company first. After that, do your research to find trusted contractors or get references from friends and relatives. Resist high-pressure sales. Be especially wary of door-to-door contractors. Don't sign over insurance checks to contractors, and be cautious of requests to pay for everything up front. Be careful allowing someone you don't know to inspect places you can't see. An unethical contractor may create damage to get work, so get familiar with your home. Keep tabs on the conditions of hard-to-see places often and take pictures. You can find more info at bbb.org.
If you do find yourself the victim of a scam, you can report it to the state's DATCP. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is declining to hear a case about redistricting. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
For the second year in a row, the Wisconsin Supreme Court declined to take up lawsuits seeking to redraw the state's congressional district lines. The makeup of the court is different than last year, and many thought the change in the balance of power would change the outcome. Democratic leaders say the current maps unfairly favor Republicans, while GOP officials argue against changing boundaries ahead of the next election. The ruling means Wisconsin congressional districts drawn by Governor Evers, approved under a conservative court, will remain unchanged.
Without any changes, three more congressional elections will be held with the current maps. A flurry of state Supreme Court decisions are arriving this week as the current court wraps up its work. A ruling released Wednesday sided with Republicans of the state legislature. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
This case centers around the science of reading bills. In 2023, lawmakers passed bills that would reform how Wisconsin educators teach kids how to read in line with research-backed methods. When it came time to sign those bills, Governor Tony Evers used his partial veto power to streamline the funding mechanisms for the bill. Republicans filed a lawsuit claiming Evers overstepped his authority. By unanimous decision, the liberal-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court agreed that was above Evers' scope as governor. Meanwhile, Republicans passed those bills that change how Wisconsin kids learn how to read, which requires training and new materials, but they haven't released the money to pay for those changes. It's set aside sitting in an emergency fund. The state's high court ruled leaving the bill unfunded and holding on to that cash is constitutional. Now, the court has been busy and its decisions are being released rapid fire. In the last week or so, the state's high court sided with Attorney General Josh Call over Republicans in the legislature in another case of deciding powers between the executive and legislative branches. The court also ruled in favor of state regulators, saying that the DNR can force businesses to clean up contaminants like PFAS. We're expecting at least one more big decision from the state Supreme Court by Monday, and that would be a ruling on Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law. They're on the clock here because the court session officially ends on Monday. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley will retire after 30 years on the bench, and then Susan Crawford will be sworn in on August 1st. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Joint Finance Committee said they would release $50 million in funding for the 2023 reading bill now that the state Supreme Court has ruled on the case. Sunny skies are in place all day today. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 80s in most places here in the Cooley region. Tomorrow, it will be sunny and warm with highs getting close to 90. Scattered rain showers move in overnight Wednesday into Thursday, where temperatures will again be in the mid 80s to low 90s. On Independence Day, there's a chance of scattered showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening, with highs in the low 90s. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks are losing Lopez. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, NBA free agency. After seven seasons, including one NBA championship, Brooke Lopez is leaving the Milwaukee Bucks. The 37-year-old center has agreed to a two-year contract with the Los Angeles Clippers worth $18 million. While with the Bucks, Lopez improved his three-point shooting and leads with the most blocked shots in franchise history, second only
to Giannis Antetokounmpo. Three other players returning to the Bucks: shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. agreeing to a two-year deal worth $7.5 million, which doubles what he made last season in Milwaukee. Guard Kevin Porter Jr. agreeing to a two-year deal worth $10.5 million. And forward Taurean Prince also signing a two-year deal with the Bucks worth $7.1 million. All three having next year as a player option. Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game series tonight against the Mets in New York. Freddie Peralta on the mound against the Mets' Clay Holmes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Apple Films' F1 is definitely a hit, but will it be a financial success? Sounds like a strange question, but prognosticators are curious. The film opened number one with a $57 million domestic haul and has brought in $145 million worldwide. The Brad Pitt-Jerry Bruckheimer effort received excellent reviews, but still landed a little short of expectations. How to Train Your Dragon came in second place with just under $20 million and a less than 50% drop-off in week three, giving it a domestic total of just over $200 million. Disney Pixar's Elio, although a bit of a disappointment, still came in third place with just over $10 million at the gate. Megan 2.0 underperformed as well, earning much less than the first chapter of the film, coming in at about $10 million domestically. Rounding out the top five was 28 Years Later, which came in just under $10 million in its second week of release. Fasten your seatbelts, though, moviegoers. A dinosaur invasion is happening tomorrow. During a recent appearance at Fuel Fest, Vin Diesel said he recently spoke with a Universal executive who asked him if they could do another Fast and Furious film, to which the actor said yes, but on three conditions. The conditions were to return the filming to production-starved L.A., embrace the purity of street racing once again, and to have his buddy Paul Walker make an appearance in the film. Walker passed away in 2013 after a high-speed car crash at just 40 years old. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's $50 million wedding was the talk of the weekend, but the talk wasn't all good. Charlize Theron spoke during her fifth annual African outreach project in L.A. and said to the crowd, "I think we might be the only people not invited to the most talked about wedding," at which point the Mad Max Fury Road star said, "That's okay because they suck and we're cool." Two very different events, but a lot less collagen and steroids at Theron's event. It appears that Tom Cruise has saved his best stunts for last, or at least the last installment of what is supposed to be the Mission Impossible series finale, The Final Reckoning. Even though he broke his foot while shooting Mission Impossible Fallout, according to the Risky Business star, holding onto the wings of an airplane and flying around and dodging missiles underwater weren't even the most harrowing stunts from The Final Reckoning. The most punishment Cruise put his body through during filming was the burning parachute scene. If you haven't seen the film, yes, Cruise fell 6,000 feet with a parachute that was on fire and actually did the stunt for real, as usual. Cruise says every time he hit the ground, it was like a crash landing. Stunt coordinator Wade Eastwood says Cruise was so obsessed with getting the shot right, he actually hid the last burning parachute so they could not do the stunt again because he was worried about the actor's well-being. Unlike the actual actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear will drop to the mid 60s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.